Blog Talk Radio.
My song.
Well, my brothers and sisters, yes, indeed. We are back again, yes, indeed, for another episode of Hidden Gospel Reveal. And I'm your host, Edemia of Covenant Remembrance Ministries. So very thankful to the Most High, yes, indeed. Reason to be thankful, yes, indeed, for the opportunity. Be back with you here again. To speak these very precious words which the Most High has granted me, yes, indeed, for the blessing of His people. For the Most High has told me that I have for Him some very important, yes, some very important things for Him to do. He told me because of what I must do for Him, He said, indeed, I'd accrue some very powerful friends as well as enemies. But He told me that in doing for Him that which He has asked of me, I would have His protection and His guidance. For that, I can only be utmost thankful. For the Most High has told me, my brothers and sisters, that I must tell you things. Yes, indeed, that I must tell you things. That men have done everything they could since the dawn of human fall to hide, deny, pervert, to silence, and if they could, my brothers and sisters, to destroy. Yes, even destroy that, if possible, my brothers and sisters, the greater truths of the Most High might be lost and never remembered, forgotten, my brothers and sisters, and never brought again, if they could. That these things be never a reference point to expose their folly. If they could, my brothers and sisters, they would hide all these things. It's time to understand the reality, my brothers and sisters. Think about what the Most High told me, that I must tell you things that men have done everything they could since the dawn of human fall to hide and not pervert, silence, and destroy. How many times, my brothers and sisters, over the course of ages, have men fallen farther and farther away from the truth and being unwilling to admit after they've begun to exalt unrighteous, unjust standards, have sought, my brothers and sisters, that men not discern. I said, my brothers and sisters, have sought that men not discern the truth unto which we are, if we are to survive, must return. In so many ways, men have established false foundations, false covenants, parameters of thinking, pluralist concepts, and depraved conscience, and call them political, social, and religious allegiances. And in every single case, my brothers and sisters, where men have forgotten that the Most High does not change, forgotten that He will not be destabilized, forgotten, my brothers and sisters, in so many ways, what was declared from the beginning. In so many ways, my brothers and sisters, have men compelled their brethren to become false swearers. What's a false swearer? How about, my brothers and sisters, one who has sworn to love and obey the Most High, but because of a lack of knowledge, neglectfulness, treachery, slothfulness, sometimes direct immediate intents to deceive. Men, rather than swearing themselves unto a love of Yah, have been tricked unto the most grievous forms of hatred. It's time to understand the real, my brothers and sisters. Truly it is. What I want to talk about tonight, as I said on last evening, without question, a revolution is coming. and it will discern the thoughts and intents of every heart. For an absolute standard will soon be raised in the earth. Most High has already chosen an ally. Yes, indeed. He's already chosen an ally. And blessed are they, my brothers and sisters, who will agree with him. 2 Corinthians 4 and 1. I'd like to speak a little bit about this idea about how the Most High has always had a plan. The difference between his allies and those who are his friends. Realize what the scriptures mean, my brothers and sisters, at Yohanan, John 15:14. Messiah said these words, "You are my friends if you do perform everything whatsoever I have commanded you." What then are his enemies, my brothers and sisters? What are they who divide the faith? Those who cause contentions, debate, and doubt, even warfare among those who would otherwise be brethren. But those who refuse to uphold, agree, and obey according to everything the Most High has declared, those who oftentimes lacking understanding, will seek to exalt their own ideals. Will seek to exalt their own conscience rather than realizing that the Most High is not changed nor destabilized by anyone who just simply trusts in an institution because it has a title calling itself a church upon it. My brothers and sisters, I dare to say to you that only the Most High makes anything conformant fully in all ways, I said in all ways, unto him. Only by faithfulness unto him is that greater realization and revelation of him granted. There's a reason why the scriptures say concerning Messiah that he will say, "Morning by morning has the Most High caused my ears to hear the teaching, and I have not turned back the rebellious way that I should know how to declare a word to the weary." And it speaks of him because of this, of his faithfulness, overcoming the world. What the scriptures mean by that is that he transcends all the illusions, all the snares of false righteousness established by men. He indeed has power to deliver, power to show man the righteousness of the Most High, the acceptable righteousness of the Most High. When the scriptures say concerning him, "Behold, at his rebuke, he dries up the rivers." How about the boundaries of the nations? Their fish stink because there's no water. You need to read those scriptures and compare them to Isaiah 19 and find out what it's talking about. He makes the heavens sackcloth they're covering. How about the rulers he puts to shame? It's time, my brothers and sisters, to understand that for the people of the Most High to be truly delivered, for them to truly come unto a covenant of agreement, a holy covenant of agreement, it is necessary that whatever it is men have chosen to deny the greater word, what men have chosen not to seek remembrance of all the Most High declared, it must be discerned, my brothers and sisters, different between the friend and the foe. For this reason, again, Messiah said, "You are my friends if you do everything I command you." He warned against false prophets, those who would not seek to perform, teach, do all that is the will of the Father. Because as soon as men begin to believe that they can be justified after some lesser standard, it only causes contention. And Most High never sanctioned such sin. He never made a holy covenant with sin. or any fallen standard, or any set of ideals that would separate his people against his perfect will, or against the confirmation of his name. He says his covenant, once it is confirmed, it was confirmed from previously of Yah and his Messiah, even as deliverer, the one he chose as redeemer. He says once that covenant was confirmed, no man has any right to change anything in it. What else does this mean, my brothers and sisters, but cursed is anyone who does not confirm the fullness of that law. It's a common expectation of the faith. And my brothers and sisters, we have to ask ourselves, do we have a holy covenant if in the midst of it there be anything less than pure and perfect agreement? Think about it. There are many who say they believe, but they turn around and say they have, and oftentimes when they see that there's contention, differences in the doctrine, debates and doubts, many turn around and say that in the Most High, they agree to disagree. In other words, they talk about the idea about how the Baptists have agreed to disagree with the Methodists, the Presbyterians, the Catholics. Do you really believe, my brothers and sisters, this is a holy covenant? Shall man not love the Most High enough to seek his pure, perfect will? Shall they love the allegiances that they have trusted in as an orientation? So much so that men are not willing to seek what is necessary that all his people be one, for that seekitude that all the people of Yah be one, agreed as one. This is the love of Yah. He said he is one. You must love him with all your mind, heart, soul, and might. He said this collectively to all his people, that all revere him as one. This is how we also love our brethren. Well, my brothers and sisters, Messiah said that is the first command and utmost command of all. Mark 12:29-31. Look at it closely. Messiah said that's the utmost command of all. Dare men say that they have been true to it? Can two walk together lest they be agreed? Think about it, my brothers and sisters. Scripture says, Yah so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. Whoever believes in him, that's where they translated it for you, might not perish, but have everlasting life. He who believes in him has life, but he who does not believe, he who believes has life is not condemned, but he who does not believe is already condemned already, because he has not believed in the name, the only begotten Son of Yah. What if I were to tell you, my brothers and sisters, that they play games on the minds? Yes, my brothers and sisters, they play the games on the minds of many through the course of many ages. For where they translated this word in the midst of what is the most popular scripture in the whole Bible, and oh, yes, my brothers and sisters, a whole lot of people say that they believe. They believe in him. But we must understand that he is not divided. Many say they believe in him. But the question is, have they agreed with him? Yohanan, John 3:16, for Yah so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believeth in him should not perish. The word that they translate, believe, can also easily be translated pistio is the word they use. Could also, from its root, be translated, my brothers and sisters, I pray you will understand this. Agree? Isn't it time, my brothers and sisters, we understand? Isn't it time, my brothers and sisters, we understand that there's a need for certainty if there's going to be an atonement? Root word, pitho, in the Greek. Yes, we're talking about the Greek, however. Isn't it amazing, my brothers and sisters, that words like faith, believe, obey, agree, have common roots in the Hebrew as well. Words like faith, emunah, relate, my brothers and sisters, that what one believes in, he also hearkens to, he obeys, he agrees to conform to confirm. You ever stop to consider, my brothers and sisters, how much they have worked to blind the masses by taking this word? It should have been translated ultimately agree and just simply say believe. And most have not even discerned what's necessary to believe in him. Think about it. Believe in him. What does that mean? Believe that he exists? What about believe his testimony? What about believe his word? Everybody's got a different concept of his testimony. Does that mean they believe in him? Do you have a multitude of different testimonies that are faith in him, that are true to him, that are constant in him, that are faithful unto him, that are steadfast unto him, that are stable in him? The scriptures tell us well that faith must have a perfect work, perfect unto all understanding, beyond all worldly or international indiscretion. If you read the book of Jacob, they call it James. If you really understand it. Beyond all the mispersuasions and temptations and provocations against the perfect will of Yah that exists among the nations. My brothers and sisters, stability is in more than just some presumptuous belief. Stability, my brothers and sisters, and the salvation of a people and the atonement of a people will have to come in a perfect agreement. There are many who sit back and talk about Amos in the third chapter, and it's been grossly misinterpreted. What the scriptures mean, my brothers and sisters, is that the Most High, only he has he covenanted of all the peoples, or granted his covenant of all the peoples. Therefore, he must refine. He must teach his people that they become the light to all the nations that from the beginning they must be. If they be scattered among all nations, if they be disagreed among a multitude of denominations and diverse beliefs, he says, shall they walk together lest they be agreed? Well, he has a plan by which he will bring his people to agreement. You really need to check out that article on my website, Hidden Gospel, hiddengospel.com, an article called Secret City Prophecies. You can get it at www.hiddengospel.com/THE-city or /secret-city. Either of those will get access to that article. And truly, my brothers and sisters, you need everything that is there. Do you really believe, my brothers and sisters, that since the only way that the people shall agree as one with the Most High, that the rulers who have divided his people, that men not discern the wickedness of their rulers, do you really believe that they were going to tell you how all their treachery that has kept the world divided, what, some 45,000 denominations, some 280 plus and counting nations? Do you really believe, my brothers and sisters, they were going to tell you about what the scriptures truly have to say toward the redemption of his people? His people agreed. Think about it. The rulers don't agree among themselves. They compel those who are subject to them to disagree. And they sanction all manner of disagreements, oftentimes within the course of their own nations and denominations. My brothers and sisters, they're only concerned about control, divide and conquer tactics, exploiting the people. But my brothers and sisters, for his people, for people of Yah to be one, truly, they must all agree. A pure and perfect testimony offers one choice. a multitude of impure and imperfect testimony, my brothers and sisters, can only be a multitude of contentions. And it is written in Isaiah 40, that the time of our warfare, contentions among us, must come to an end. All eyes, my brothers and sisters, must see the glory of the Most High, the truth of the world for ages has resisted knowing that those whom men have called wise shall be discerned as blind, that men might repent unto the will of one. Men have believed that if enough people, heaven help us, have believed an illusion or a lie, that the Most High will conform to it in some way to accept it. My brothers and sisters, no man is an instructor or counselor unto the Most High. And whole nations will be counted as if they were nothing, drops that's dropped in a bucket before the absolution of his judgment. How shall the people be brought then, my brothers and sisters, to perceive the glory of the Most High, perceiving beyond all the blindness and the folly? You really need to read Isaiah 40 through 41 and know what it means. The scripture says, they will wait for him shall renew their strength. None of the devices of men. I said, none of the devices created by men that men have put to forge the holy name upon has been sufficient to bring all humanity to the will of one. Salvation is not of any device created by men, lest any man after his own self-righteousness should boast. Salvation, my brothers and sisters, is by the mercy, the grace, the revelation, the favor of Yah, that the Most High will reveal himself, that all discern what is his workmanship, what is his plan for his people, that in him we might have peace. My brothers and sisters, shall a man say that he has favor in the Most High in unbelief, in disagreement? Shall a man prove that he is stable in his conscience, faithful unto Yah, steadfast, when even in the least point the Most High declared he chooses to disagree? One time the Most High asked me a question. Directly he asked me a question, sitting in my meditation chair. He said, if a man disagree with him on even one point, shall he live? And I already knew the answer. Didn't the scriptures say to us again that the covenant has been confirmed previously of Yah with his Messiah? Meaning that cursed then, my brothers and sisters, is anyone who believes anything less than the fullness of a word is the gospel. The gospel of the kingdom, my brothers and sisters, the word of the kingdom of Yah. The agreement that all must have unto the kingdom of Yah. And no one be confirmed, sealed, vouchsafed as worthy unto that kingdom who will not agree with everything the Most High declared. Remember what Messiah said? You're my friends. If you do, teach. How about perform and defend, preserve everything that he has commanded? Anything less is the conscience of another, causing contentions among men. And my brother and sister, his name is declared unto peace. He must deliver his people from every misconceit and faulty standard. I said he must deliver his people from every misconceit and faulty standard, fallen standard that cannot be the healing of his people that must come to pass. We must understand, my brothers and sisters, a great deceitfulness has occurred in this world. Many speak of repentance, yet they refuse fully after the Spirit that teaches all things, no lie in it, to bring to remembrance concerning all that was prophetically foreordained, that we must as one agree in, recapture, and declare. Like Scripture says, how beautiful upon the mountains over all the nations, the feet, the dominion of him who publishes glad tidings, who publishes peace, who says concerning Zion, says unto Zion, Ah, Yah reigns over all. What about Isaiah 41, my brothers and sisters, that says, whoever it is that cannot declare what the Most High spoken of old and what is to come. The former things declared of old and what is to come. He caused an abomination that men that are prideful in their misconceits, ungodly men, my brothers and sisters, who have led astray many. But he says that those who can declare what the Most High declares of old, those who will remember these things by his Spirit, he said he has formed them, made them. They are his workmanship unto his glory. But they are the ones who bear and are called to speak his testimony. Blessed are the elect, my brothers and sisters, called and chosen unto this purpose. As I said, many speak of repentance, yet they refuse to fully speak after the Spirit according to the full remembrance of all that was prophetically ordained, foreordained, that all must, in the Most High, true to his name, agree. And it's because the masses have not known. Yes. Because the masses have not known that the rulers have left so much of what is the gospel missing. I said missing from their teachings. Did you hear me? It's because the masses have not known how much of the gospel, how much of that everlasting, pure, perfect testimony has been left missing from the common teaching of the rulers to the masses. Our brothers and sisters, treacherous men have taken advantage to exploit the peoples. Yes, I said treacherous men have taken advantage to exploit the peoples, and the masses have been misled. I want to get a good look at 2 Corinthians, 4th chapter, in particular to explain the real meaning of the verse in 2 Corinthians 4 and 3, which says, if the gospel be hid, did you hear me? It says, if the gospel be hid, it is hid to them that are lost. How about understanding it this way, my brothers and sisters? If any part of that good, whole, everlasting word, and somebody did just show up in the in the interface here, studio here. Somebody called Ghost Politics. I also see somebody called Alex Jones. Someone tried to call in a little bit. Has something I still need to say. Just hang in there. But still seek to maybe perhaps entertain a few words. But I want you to understand, my brothers and sisters, when the scripture says that the gospel be hid, it's hid of them that are lost. Remember, the word for gospel means good tidings. The word for good also relates to the idea about that which is the full, pure, perfect word. The Most High has not denied himself. He will not deny himself. In fact, before he denies any part of his word, he will deny man. Read 2 Timothy in the 2nd chapter and understand why the scripture says we must be perfectly furnished unto all good works. He said, go forth and teach all nations everything he declared. That's the gospel. Talk about men being purged of every manner of misconceits. It's time, my brothers and sisters, we understand the gospel, like the name and the word of the Most High, is not divided. It's an everlasting covenant. Consider Acts 3:18 through 23. Messiah comes for the restitution, the refreshing. How about the remembrance of all things? According to all that the Most High has spoken by the mouth of his holy prophets since world began. He did not come to destroy or dishonor in any way the expectation and the requirements declared in the law by the prophets. And he said, whoever, my brothers and sisters, will be beguiled by those who will seek to take away even the least word, dash, jot of that law, shall in no case enter the kingdom of God. Because quite frankly, my brothers and sisters, the Most High told me that his definition of a fool is someone who will stand against him. What the Most High has spoken His word that he has sent forth will not return to him void, but shall accomplish all that for which he spoke it. His word is a promise, brothers and sisters. His word is a covenant. His word is an agreement. And it's time that we all understand with absolution. Did you hear me, my brothers and sisters? That we all understand with absolution the meaning of these words. If any part of the gospel be hid, men are not just lost, my brothers and sisters, without instruction, but men are misled. I'd like to call attention to 2 Corinthians. And I got a lot to speak about tonight. I need to move on with this quickly because there's a lot to examine. 2 Corinthians. Fourth chapter. Begins reading this way. Paul, Shaul, an apostle of Yeshua HaMashiach. How about Yeshua the Kurdi, the righteous one? We talked before about how this name, they go down Jesus. Greek word, Christ, Greek word. Yeshua means that he will deliver his people from their sin. It means, my brothers and sisters, that Yah in all that he is, not pieces in part, is salvation, what makes man whole. And all must agree fully in all that he declares, that there might be peace, and there might be an atonement, that there might be an atonement among his people. This term Christ, we talked about its root, not true to the initial term relating in an invariant light to bring men out of the darkness, to reveal the truth, to bring them out from the division of the world. Hey, the Greeks had a word, kritis, and it was a pluralist concept. And by no means, my brothers and sisters, is the anointing that teaches a pure and perfect word unto division. But my brothers and sisters, that pure and perfect word is unto one consummate truth that all in him must agree to. We've talked before about this word Christian, not the initial term used by the believers. Kurdishanya, they took that word from you, but you might not understand one of the titles by which the Messiah went. Kurdi, Kur, son, Tis, rise. Shah, king. How about king of the east? Understand what it meant, my brothers and sisters, when it talks about the one called the king of the east before whom the rivers would be dried up. How about the rulers of the nations found foolish that the world might realize the need to come to the one who is called King of Kings? All people brought, the rulers of the nations brought to the place called Armageddon, Harmagedo. Some call it the Valley of Jehoshaphat. Some call it the Valley of Decision. That it might be discerned the difference between those who serve Yah and those who serve him not. The place where he said in Joel, they called it, third chapter, where he will plead for the cause of his people. Blessed are they, my brothers and sisters, who understand then, blessed, finding the hope of agreement, atonement, and oneness. I hope you understand that. Are those who bless Israel, seeking the fullness of a word that makes Israel one, and curse to those who would divide in any respect, or discredit, or dishonor in any way the word that makes Israel a commonwealth. I would have you to hear closely then, my brothers and sisters, the meaning of this phraseology. These verses that we find in 2 Corinthians, 4th chapter. 2 Corinthians, 4th chapter. Wow. Here we go. 2 Corinthians 4:1. Therefore, seeing we have this ministry. Oh, who is giving it? Does any man have a ministry unto Yah, truly unto Yah, that Most High has not given? Many of my brothers and sisters claim that they have a ministry. I said claim to have a ministry. That is a healing to the peoples, a blessing to the peoples, to make them one in the Most High. to counsel the people unto wisdom. But my brothers and sisters, that manner of conscience is a gift that comes from Yah himself. No man makes himself a priest, but those who are ordained by the Most High himself, as was Aaron, if we read in the 5th chapter of Hebrews. No one makes himself an intercessor unto the Most High, lest the Most High himself has revealed his testimony, his message. See, and therefore we have this ministry, this message, this testimony, this stewardship to uphold and to preach fully this message. As we have received mercy or received an opportunity to declare what is the will of Yah, that we might be made with one with him. But believe me, without that testimony, no one is. As we receive mercy, favor from the Most High, to declare a true word, we faint not. In other words, we do not give up. We do not turn back from the sanctity of this word. We teach it, my brothers and sisters, with a constancy, is what the apostle is saying. But have renounced, and we have renounced the hidden things of dishonesty. In other words, many, as I said before, are they who call, they say, men to repentance. But they have not been honest. They have not been honorable in that they hide certain truths. And men's efforts at repentance are void and vain. These are the times of remembrance, my brothers and sisters. We must remember there's only one foundation, and the foundation that is established from the beginning is the only one viable unto complete and whole repentance, according to all the Most High has spoken by the mouth of his prophets since the world began. And anyone who seeks anything less than the fullness of that testimony only has ensnared the minds after some misallegiance, seeming wise after the arrogance of human ignorance or the schemes of treachery against men being redeemed unto the perfect will of Yah. Let it be understood, my brothers and sisters, that the wicked have seen themselves as gods. Yes, my brothers and sisters, I can tell you now, the wicked, the lawless, the rulers of the earth have seen themselves as gods because they contrived and counterfeited the concept of who Messiah is, what he comes to do, what he sanctions, and what is the plan of the Most High for him. Men have counterfeited after their own ideas and their lack of conscience, their depravity, have counterfeited unto men and taught men a false, unrighteous concept of who is and what is the will of the Holy One of Israel. I would have you understand, my brothers and sisters, that the rulers feel that because the pretenses they've taught to men is what men have preferred to believe, and what men have licensed, and what has given them control over men, they feel that they have usurped the authority of Yah himself, making them gods, and they refuse to revere anything beyond that which they have contrived in their idolatry. They refuse, my brothers and sisters, to respect anything more. Irreverent against Yah. What does the scripture say in Psalm 2? The kings of the earth have taken counsel against the Most High and against his anointed. Why does the nation rage? And the people imagine vain things, worthless, presumptuous, misconceits. It's because the kings have taken counsel. How about some against not only the Most High and his anointed, but against much precious truth of him? And there's a reason why the scriptures say, be wise therefore, O kings. Be instructed, O just judges of the earth. Be instructed. You and my brothers and sisters see what so long men have been compelled to resist perceiving. Be instructed, O judges of the earth. Kiss the Son, lest he be angry. How about agree with him? And you perish from his way while his wrath is kindled but a little. Discern the meaning of these words, my brothers and sisters. One judge of the course of all ages, who will judge all nations by one standard. What then should be the fate of those, my brothers and sisters, who call themselves judges, as if to say that the Most High will judge mankind after differing standards according to territories in various times? Remember, there's one judge and one judgment day. Blessed are they then, my brothers and sisters, who will understand this. The true apostle said that he has renounced the hidden things of dishonesty. In other words, the schemes of trickery, dishonoring Most High, choosing not to walk in craftiness. How about deceitfulness, my brothers and sisters? Keeping people blind so they don't understand where they have still continued to walk in iniquity. Not handling the word of Yah deceitfully, teaching all things. Listen, let's see if I can explain that point. To teach a multitude of contradictory contrivances is deceit, blinding the people, bewitching them so that they don't know which is which, that they may not perceive the true will of Yah. But by manifestation, the word manifestation means to reveal. Manifestation, revelation of the truth, commending ourselves. In other words, hey, being true and honorable unto the Most High. Commending ourselves to every man's conscience in the sight of Yah. In other words, being true to divine conscience for the good of every man. But he said, if our gospel, this collective word that we must uphold, be hid or be missing, it is hid, missing to them that are then misled. You need all the instructions, my brothers and sisters, to bring anything that is divine plan to the fullness of its fruition, and anything else ultimately works, my brothers and sisters, unto uselessness. Talks about those, my brothers and sisters, who do deal treacherously. They are those in whom the God of this world, hey, the lust of this world, that which men esteem, has caused them to fall for the bribe and has blinded the minds of them who believe not, lest the greater light of divine instruction, the glorious gospel, the greater word, rule of the Most High, the rule of His kingdom, of His kurdi, the righteous one, who is the image, the thoughts of Yah, the rule and the conscience of Yah, should shine unto them. For we preach not, they say, of themselves. How about after the Spirit? But after what the Spirit reveals of the Messiah. And they call themselves servants unto all for Yeshua's sake. For Yahweh commanded the light to shine in the darkness. Oh, do men deny the truth? Talking about 2 Corinthians 4 and 6. Do men deny the truth? Because there'll only be darkness in the world? Does the Most High comply with ignorance? Because that's all there'll be? Does He comply with the misimaginings of man, because that's all there seemed to be in the earth? The gospel went forth to the nations at a time the whole world was in darkness, my brothers and sisters. As it was before, so shall it be again. For Yah, who commanded light to shine out of the darkness, has shined in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of Yah. How about the invariant light and word of the Most High in the face and the presence of, that we might discernibly, definitely discern what is and who is the one whom the Most High has consecrated to deliver His people from all their misconceits, the misallegiances that they have trusted in, and one who is righteous. Understand what this means, my brothers and sisters. The Messiah comes to deliver people, I hope you understand this, from being Baptist, Methodist, Presbyterians, Catholics. Hey, whatever standard there is in the world that does not uphold the fullness of His will. He comes to deliver His people from being Moabites, Babylonians, Assyrians, Chaldeans. I hope you understand what I'm saying to you, my brothers and sisters. Scripture talks about overcoming the world. It means overcoming your allegiances to the orientations of it. To deliver his people by a spirit that teaches all things, no lie in it, from whatever manner of institutionality there has been a trick to beguile the people against the peace that the Most High himself offers. Messiah did not call himself after any of the institutions of this world. He said, I am with my Father, who was ready to understand it. I dare to tell you now, I haven't yet seen an institution on this earth, none of them, my brothers and sisters, that's willing to remember or give full credence or declare openly. Oh, some have agreed that it's true, but they haven't agreed to speak it. They haven't been willing to speak of these things openly, lest men discern their testimony for a long time has been treacherous. I've had pastors tell me things like, how many folks do you think are going to get that? Or they ask me, how many folks have I been able to help understand that? Because they say until there's enough number for them to do differently, they're going to continue to do what they're doing. They take advantage of the masses and their lack of knowledge, my brothers and sisters. They're only concerned about their greedy selves. Do you not understand, my brothers and sisters, that these are not the friends of Yah? False swears, my brothers and sisters, claim to love him. But when it comes to the truth, it's proven that they hate him. Isn't it time to understand the real? I would have you to understand, and I repeat this again. The rulers, my brothers and sisters, would not have you to fully understand what Messiah said when he, what he meant when he said, you are my friends if you do everything I command you. Abraham was told to walk before after the perfect will of the Most High. No resentment whatsoever in his heart. Complete circumcision of his fleshly will, not after the will of the flesh, born of Yah. Given power to become the sons of Yah. How about those who are true to him? You think the sons of Yah, those who are faithful unto him, despise his will? You think they're ashamed of his will? Or are they proud of the fact the Most High has revealed to them the truth and they stand up for it no matter what? I would have you to understand, my brothers and sisters, that a word, a greater testimony, remembering of all things the Most High has declared is about to be revealed to this world. And whoever is not willing to accept the fullness of that testimony would be ashamed. In the NIV text, for instance, it says that the Most High has a beloved one, a chosen ally who will perform all that is his plan against Babylon. I hope you understand that. All that is his plan against whatever it is that is confused and divided his people. Shall we not understand what this means, my brothers and sisters? It means the Most High is going to declare a standard. Most High has a chosen ally. Shall anyone then not agree with him and still be called a friend of Yah? Most High has chosen an ally, my brothers and sisters. He's also designated what is an ally. One scripture says concerning him in Isaiah 48, again, Most High is a chosen ally, a beloved one, one whom he has revealed himself. I said revealed his will, that he may expose all that is the land, the teachings of Babylon and Chaldea, the mysteries of iniquity, my brothers and sisters, right there in the midst of churches that have divided men who claim to believe. Time we understand, Isaiah 46 says the Most High has a ravenous bird, a righteous one from the east. He says he will perform all that is divine pleasure. That's a friend of Yah. I hope you will understand this, my brothers and sisters. He says that this same one will come forth saying, remember these things, O ye transgressors. Bring them to mind, O ye sinners. And show yourselves men. I did not say foolish men. I said men, my brothers and sisters, not beastly, unreasoning men. For men who cannot reason together also cannot agree together. And my brothers and sisters, the people who cannot agree together will not be partakers in what is a holy covenant. Or dare men say they have a holy covenant, true to the Most High in all things, and Most High and the Most High alone, refusing to agree with all that He has spoken. It's time to understand what it means in Ephesians when it says He is our peace, my brothers and sisters. It's time to understand how our world has in so many ways, by the rulers, been misled by some of the simplest things. For to believe, my brothers and sisters, in the Hebrew language, to believe is also to agree, to trust, to heed, to be diligently reverent concerning the thing. And if they didn't tell you that, they got away with murder for a long time. Because many say they believe in Him, my brothers and sisters, but because they do not agree, and they've accepted disagreement in the Holy Name, it has not been Yah, but an adversary, my brothers and sisters, that men have served. No contradiction in Yah. That's why He says, put upon yourself the whole armor of Yah, that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the enemy, the adversary, the deviant, the one who is a contradiction to himself, and his polluted spirit causes many also to be the same. No contradiction in life, my brothers and sisters. No contradiction in what the Most High calls eternal. What then, my brothers and sisters, the men upheld when they dared to believe the Most High could confirm or agree to what is now, what, some 45,000 denominations that men say believe in Him because somebody put some name they call holy on the top of a building, a placard in front of a building? My brothers and sisters, I would have you to understand again, Scripture says in Jerusalem shall be deliverance to a remnant whom the Most High has called. That means, my brothers and sisters, to a remnant of Israel who will hearken diligently to a word from the Most High, who will respond righteously to a divine call, a people that He has called, in fact, and consecrated for His name. In Jerusalem, a city of peace, shall there be peace, my brothers and sisters, where there is no agreement? Shall men pervert the truth, exchange the truth for lies, and say that they are not reprobate? 45,000 denominations, are they agreed? All my brothers and sisters, they have an agreement, but it's not with Yah, but against Him. If they seek to uphold the multitude of their various standards, is this the light of Yah, my brothers and sisters, or is this confusion and darkness? I think it's time to understand that there's a difference. These are the times of remembrance, my brothers and sisters, according to all the Most High has declared. There's no atonement otherwise, and a great day of atonement. Yes, Yom Kippur is upon us, but it's upon us. But more than that, my brothers and sisters, in the coming of Messiah, coming of the Savior, and the coming of the righteous one, we must prepare for what it means when Scripture says the time of our warfare must come to an end. All eyes must see the glory, the invariant light of Yah, the one agreement. And the only way many are going to see it, my brothers and sisters, is according to what the Scriptures relate, that He will have to expose as foolish all the rulers, all the kings, all the priests, and yes, expose as false so many of those who have been called prophets in this world. For after the Spirit of the Most High, we are to remember all things the Most High has declared. And my brothers and sisters, the spirit of prophecy, the spirit of the Most High, will compel men to seek the greater truths for the greater love of all whom Yah has appointed unto His purpose. There's articles on my website, my brothers and sisters, like one called Early Church Origin and Mutual Expectation, hiddengospel.com. Article like The Secret City Prophecies, hiddengospel.com. 4 centuries of tribulation, or if you will, tribulation 365 A.D. Remember the promise. Many others, containing many truths, my brothers and sisters, that are rarely spoken anywhere in the world. Believe me, I've searched, and rare few are willing to speak all these things. Rare few are willing to speak 90% of what's there. I would dare tell you, my brothers and sisters, that these things are not being spoken with a cumulative, comprehensive acknowledgement of what the scriptures have to say, that men may understand how all things the Most High speaks are interwoven together, reinforced unto one good. If they haven't preached to you these things, my brothers and sisters, I dare to tell you what's written in Isaiah 41. You have not heard the gospel. And I dare to say that most who are in so-called religious institutions that have been sanctioned by this International Federation of Churches in the world today, be they what they call Western Christian, Messianic, Jewish. Yes, my brother says, many who call themselves Abrahamic in their faith. I dare to say, if you're in any one of them, as primarily are spoken of and exalted in this world today, then the greater masses of the sun, to things that are like those prophecies that are written, I call the secret city prophecies. Numbers 24, Isaiah 15, 16, Isaiah 19, 24 to 27th chapter, Isaiah 66, Hosea 11, Amos 3, Revelation 10, Revelation 6, Revelation 16, 12 to 21, Zephaniah 3, Hosea 11. My brothers and sisters, these prophecies are related over and over again throughout the scriptures. Luke 17, Luke 21, Matthew 24, Mark 13. They didn't tell you about these prophecies, my brothers and sisters, and how they all work together to declare the secrets that are relating in these particular articles. They didn't tell you these things, my brothers and sisters. They never taught you the gospel. They taught you words to keep your allegiance to the frailties of man, and no one who is not awakened to confirm all these things, my brothers and sisters, is prepared to be able to stand before the Son of Man, who reproves every manner of doctrine that has been taught by those leaders who prefer that you never understand the truth. Hear me, my brothers and sisters. Isaiah 19, for those who are ready to understand it, relative to that. Isaiah 50. Scriptures that are also at Revelation 16 declare that there's a great revolution coming. A revolution, my brothers and sisters. A greater truth told, that men will finally realize that they have to transcend all the foolishness, the idle words, the stagnating words, the deceptive rather than perceptive words, the words that men have spoken and half-truths upon faulty foundations, still lies that hide the truth. They didn't teach you, my brothers and sisters, about these greater things. Where Messiah said, unless you believe that I'm he, you will die in your sin. Unless you believe that this word is a word that has to come from above. Unless you believe a word that has come from above, beyond all the taints and pollutions and short-sightedness of this world. He said, you'll die in your sin. How about misallegiances? Still being called, I hope you hear me, Baptists, Methodists, Presbyterians, Catholics, whatever. Seventh-day Adventists, Messianic. Hey, call yourself Hebrew. Some people call themselves Hebrew Christians. Some people call themselves Hebrew Israelites. Hey, but still forgetting, my brothers and sisters, and only having a very partial concept of who the Savior is. Still subject to these things and not agreed to all that the Scripture says in the last days must be restored, is still to be found among those who have sworn the holy name in vain. Still having been accounted among those who break rather than seek the covenant. A greater word, my brothers and sisters, is being revealed in the earth. And only those who are ready to receive it all will be counted the friends of Yah, having a covenant with the Most High, being confirmed, faithful, and steadfast unto Him. Yes, the Most High told me that I have some important things for Him to do. He told me because of what I must do, I would recruit some very powerful friends as well as enemies. He told me that I must tell you things that men have done everything they could since the dawn of human fall to hide, deny, perverse, silence, and destroy. When you start talking about all these things that men for a long time, or brothers and sisters, the truth that men for a long time, since the dawn of the fall, have chosen to ignore, when you start talking about exposing, I said exposing, my brothers and sisters, many, by speaking of these things. Yes, you do accrue friends as well as enemies. Those who love the truth, truly are proven to love the truth, will be friends. But those who despise the truth, all who surreptitiously therefore despise Yah, will be exposed by such a word. And it's a very important thing that this must be done, for the kingdom of Yah, my brothers and sisters, will be established. I pray you will understand this in a perfect agreement, perfect holiness. The children of Abraham are those who without reservation seek the pure and perfect will of Yah. Everything else, my brothers and sisters, will be exposed as the children of darkness who prefer that men never know the truth, preferring darkness more than light under the condemnation, the damnation of many. And there's no love of Yah in this. And what does the scripture say? Because men, in 2 Thessalonians says, they did not welcome the truth with love. Humanity has been cast into a strong delusion that many have believed a lie. How about a false concept of what is divine love? Agape, my brothers and sisters, the lust of men. Concept, a polytheist concept of love, they love no absolute. Therefore cannot be the love of Yah. Never has been a love for all that is truth. He said the spirit of truth, but worldly. How about agape lusters? The spirit of truth, the perfect truth, the worldly, those who love all the diversities of the world. Those who hate the perfect will of Yah, the spirit of truth, the perfect testimony of the Most High, they will not receive. There will always be some man of lie they will hold to, and some man of truth that they will always deny. That, my brothers and sisters, the Most High said, that form of double-mindedness, that form of treachery, that form of hypocrisy, he makes no request for. That means, my brothers and sisters, that those who he favors, those who he will petition for, that they be granted the opportunity to mature unto righteousness and be constantly kept in his care and instruction, are those who seek his will and not those who seek it not. He said, if you love me, keep my commandments, preserve, maintain, and defend the sanctity of my word. He said he would reveal himself. Shall he reveal himself, my brothers and sisters, to those who despise? What did he say in Psalm 2? The kings have taken counsel against the Most High. Most not even realize they've been beguiled into falling after the wicked. Psalm 50, saying Messiah will come to them saying, who are you to take my covenant at your mouth, to swear a covenant unto me, meaning saying that you hate my instructions. When you saw a thief, someone who will take advantage of and exploit the blind, you join with them, and you uphold treachery, even to slander your own mother's son. That means you don't love your mother. You don't love your brother. You have no love under the survival of anyone. He says, hearken, lest he tear you to pieces, just like you sought to tear apart his covenant. He says, the wicked like this, my brothers and sisters, will be taken in chains for a time, and after a long time, they shall be punished. All my brothers and sisters, I can see a time the scriptures speak of, indeed. In another way, that it will be a time, my brothers and sisters, men will look for death and can't find it. Men are already condemned, with no chance of repentance. Because when they had a chance, they would not listen. My brothers and sisters, time to understand the truth. Isaiah 19 talks about a great revolution. Nation against nation, kingdom against kingdom, city against city. That is internal. That is revolution, my brothers and sisters. More than war, nation against nation. That is internal strife. That is revolution. Some will seek the truth, some will not. Isaiah 48 talks about those who sworn by the name of the Most High, but not in truth nor in righteousness, not unto full agreement with him. And the Most High will not give his glory to any who will not agree. He will grant manifest short time to hear the testimony. And he said, quite frankly, my brothers and sisters, it's those who have been diligent that will be able to understand. What does that mean, my brothers and sisters? What does that mean? We will forewarn, 2 Cape or 2 Peter, be diligent that you might understand, that the word of the Messiah might become fully a reality in you. Isaiah 26 talks about those who have been diligent for understanding ultimately. And he says the wicked will not understand, but those who have done good works, he says in Daniel 12, are sought to do what is right before Yah, complete before Yah, they will understand. What about those who would seek to be called wise and righteous after something less? Seeking to establish their own righteousness. Seeking to establish themselves as God, abusing and usurping divine authority, because that's exactly what it is. Anytime man has sought to abuse the holy name and forged upon a misconceit, called it godly, then sought to uphold such partiality and pollutions, men, because they have discerned, rulers, because they have discerned, the people have preferred folly, counterfeits, rather than the reality, have seen themselves the ones having control over men. So they conceive themselves the gods, they conceive themselves the kings, robbing Yah, my brothers and sisters, and robbing men of the opportunity unto salvation. Do you really think, my brothers and sisters, the Most High is going to be kind to those who have done this? Do you think he's going to be pleased in the day of judgment with anyone who has done this? Do you think he would call them friends? Well, let me tell you something. He said, watch out for false prophets who cry, Lord, Lord, but not perform fully the will of the Father. He said they had no foundation at all. And really what it means, my brothers and sisters, when they come to him saying, did we not in your name prophesy, in your name cast out devils, preach, cast out devils or illusions or false doctrine, in your name do many wonderful or inspired works. They will come to him as if they knew him. And guess what he will say to them in effect? Keep away from you who work uncleanness, inequity, injustice. Not his righteousness. And no, he says, you were never his friend. I hope you understand what that means. The brother and sister, he said, I never knew you. It's kind of like when somebody comes to the door and say, hey, I was invited, because somebody who was invited told me, come on in. And I had a free pair, just so you know so-and-so. Well, my brothers and sisters, let me tell you something. In that day, many will be not allowed to enter, because they only suppose an alliance with the Most High, and did not love him enough to be sure that in all things they were not presumptuous. Because they didn't petition the Most High to be sure that they were true to him. The first thing I knew when the Most High called me aside, the first thing I knew was to petition him, quite frankly, because he commanded me that I had to speak. The first thing that came to my mind is, Father, teach me that I do not lie. Well, my brothers and sisters, many believe, I regret to say, I've actually run into somebody who said this to me. They believe they were called because they were already righteous and they were already such good people. And quite frankly, the people I'm talking about prove they didn't know squat. I know for a fact, my brothers and sisters, Most High get a hold of you right. He shows you something real quick, makes you understand your thoughts have not been like his thoughts. And your ways have not been like his ways. And you got a whole lot to learn. But quite frankly, my brothers and sisters, there are those unwilling to humble themselves that they might have a chance to grow. And it caused many to fall for mock humility. My brothers and sisters, shall the Most High call this acceptable unto him? If men presume themselves wise and have not heard truthfully from him, Most High knows who he has called, my brothers and sisters. Blessed are those who will discern who the Most High has appointed to teach his people, who the Most High has appointed to revive his people unto righteousness, to show them the light in a world, my brothers and sisters, that has only known so much darkness. Confusion, my brothers and sisters, though they know it not. I think about scriptures, my brothers and sisters, like those at Isaiah 45. 44 going into 45. He has to prove foolish the wisdom of the wise, because men have not discerned what they have trusted in has been treacherous. He has an appointed shepherd, my brothers and sisters, who will rebuild Jerusalem. He has an appointed shepherd, a chosen one, my brothers and sisters, a chosen ally who will perform all his pleasure. My brothers and sisters, who will declare there's only one righteousness, one covenant, one friendship, if you will, one agreement in the Most High, from one end of the earth to the other. And my brothers and sisters, it shall come to pass that whoever is incensed against him, when he declares the one salvation, according to Isaiah 45, whoever is incensed against that pure, perfect word, that is the only salvation, he says they should be ashamed. And ultimately, it shall come to pass, because the Most High will no longer bless whatever will not hearken to him. Oh, you really need to understand these prophecies. He said, whoever will not hearken to him, whoever will not believe in him, shall be ashamed. And unto him every knee shall bow, and every tongue shall swear allegiance. You need to compare those prophecies, my brothers and sisters, to Philippians 2. And understand many of the titles that are related in the scripture the Messiah is called by, that the rulers sought to take from you. Like I said, they took away from you the titles like Kurdish Shania. You don't even understand, my brothers and sisters, most have not even understood the Messiah, the one called the King of the East, the righteous one from the East, is mentioned in Isaiah 41. After Isaiah 40, it talks about that Elijah-like voice that cries out in the wilderness. Kingdom. The King is at hand. Why did Messiah call himself the wooden offspring of David, the bright morning star? Why did they tell you he's the one called the King of the East, the sunrise, the rising, the one that's like the rising of the sun that casts out all the darkness, that reveals the light that the whole world has sought to obscure? All my brothers and sisters, why did they tell you that he is the one called the angel like from the rising sun? It's in Revelation 7:2. Malachi 4:2. The Son of Righteousness that arises, that men might discern the difference between the righteous and the wicked, between those who serve Yah and those who serve him not. That men might be free at last from those who have beguiled the masses. Yes, indeed, my brothers and sisters, men might know the truth that sets them free. Why did they tell you about this, my brothers and sisters? Why did they tell you that, for instance, the Feast of Yah were all memorials? We talked the other night about a feast called the Feast of Trumpets. They call it Yom Teruah. Look at the word Teruah very closely. Ruah is in it. It's of the spirit, my brothers and sisters. The spirit even of remembrance. Some have called it Yom HaZikaron. And it means the day of remembrance. There must be remembrance, my brothers and sisters. A collective remembrance on the part of all people. According to all the Most High spoken. How else should there be in a preparation for atonement in the 10 days between the Feast of Trumpets and the Day of Atonement? Can there be an atonement among the people, my brothers and sisters, and they all don't seek a collective common remembrance? Absolutely not. And it's evident, according to the order of these feasts, that there must be an agreement first before anyone has dwelling place in the tabernacles of the Most High. Blessed are they who will understand this, my brothers and my sisters. If we were to read John 1 and 1, Yohana 1 and 1, how about in the beginning was the word, the promise, the agreement? Did you hear me, my brothers and sisters? From the beginning and eternal is the word, the promise, the agreement. It is in constant harmony with Yah, and therefore in harmony with him who is life. It is life. Not anything made to endure, but that which was made by him. I hope you understand, my brothers and sisters. Life and light is an invariant constant. There's no terminal concept of life in the Most High. What it means, my brothers and sisters, is that lest men stand upon the firm foundation and the purpose for which all things are made, life, endurance, preservation is not assured. Say, those who believed in him, he gave them power to become. How about those who agree with him? Many say they believe. They have all kinds of different beliefs. Many have even taken the word faith and made it something indiscriminate. My brothers and sisters, faith, having its perfect work, gathers discretion, wisdom, and discernment beyond the multitude of provocations against divine will that men have presumed to call wise. Faith, my brothers and sisters, is unto salvation, and there's only one Savior. Shall men say that they have faith after a multitude of different beliefs, to say the Most High is insane, when it is in fact, my brothers and sisters, is man that has been unstable? The Most High changes not. Man just simply has not turned from his iniquities. Man, my brothers and sisters, has not kept the ordinances of the Most High, but has turned astray from the ordinances and has not preserved them. Why then did the Messiah come? Because all these evils that men have upheld, partialities after the course of the multitude of priests, have not been good in the Lord's sight, nor is he delighted in such. And he sends Messiah to prove it. Who wants to be able to stand when he appears? Read Revelation 6 chapter and understand why the kings are running for cover, saying the day of his wrath has come, and who should be able to stand. When the scripture says, be watchful that you may be able to stand before the Son of Man. Hey, he did not say that you'd be able to stand before the various kings, because he's going to reprove them all. That means that you should understand that if you lack wisdom, you need to ask Yah himself. The rulers don't make you acceptable unto the kingdom of Yah. They're so busy talking about their own kingdom, they can't teach the gospel, nor do they know it. Most High told me if I could look at all these contentions, differences among the men who call themselves believers and believe that this is the work of his Holy Spirit that teaches all things, no lie in it, that brings men to one peace. He said if I could believe that, I could not be a disciple unto him. But why? Because guess what? To understand those principles, understand that faith in the Most High is agreement unto the will of one. And it means the leaders have not listened to even the first command of the Most High. How can you be made a disciple of the Most High under those who won't be disciplined by him, who don't hear nor heed even the first foundation command of divine being? The world, as I told you before, my brothers and sisters, is about to face a great revolution. Blessed are they who will have confirmed in their minds and hearts the principles of the Most High, that they might be able to endure. Like I said, Scripture says he'll bring about a restitution. How about a remembrance of all things? According to all the Most High has spoken since the beginning of the world through his holy prophets. What do you think, my brothers and sisters, is the perfecting of the saints? Do you think it's according to some testimony after the depravity of these latter days? He said righteousness must be restored as of old, pleasing to the Most High as in former years. Most High does not change, my brothers and sisters. The scripture says whoever not hearken to that prophet, how about whoever not hearken to his collective testimony, will be cut off from among the people. What's the scripture say? What about Yohanan 3:16? Yah so loved the world, he gave his only begotten son. How about one testimony? One who declared the only testimony that was pure and perfect in a world of darkness. That whosoever believed in him, how about agrees with his testimony in all that it is? His name, Yeshua, means that Yah, as all that he is your salvation. Yah, as all that he is the deliverance from every fallen, polluted, partial, perverse standard that is a result not of the grace or the mercy of Yah, but the presumptuousness of men, for the Holy Spirit would teach all things, who has a heart to receive it. And whoever believes, agrees with him, should not perish, but have everlasting life. How about a covenant unto life? He comes, my brothers and sisters, to annul men's covenant with contradiction and death. Who is willing to understand it? For Yah sent not his Son into the world to condemn or divide it, but that the world through him might be made, how about confirmed, whole, pure, perfect, one in his will? How about delivered from all those, my brothers and sisters, who cause men to consider themselves sufficient after the kind of doctrine that Scripture says, hey, it'll be a terror for men to understand the report. Think about it. The doctrines of those who will be condemned before the Most High because they taught men doctrine will cause men to be shocked to find out that what they taught was insufficient for a garment. Nakedness, my brothers and sisters, a doctrine of lack and a doctrine not of fullness. It's time to understand the real. When it said they might be saved, it means that they all might be delivered unto a pure, perfect word. Most High never made a covenant with sin. Never made a covenant with some short-sighted doctrine. Never made a covenant with lawlessness, but lawfulness. Abrahamic covenant was under perfection and nothing less. Anything less is contradiction, is animosity. Yohanan 15:14. You are my friends if you do everything I command you. Do you think the Gentile nations are blessed, my brothers and sisters, retaining all their multitude of divisions? The divisions exist because they have not agreed fully with him. Say, you are my friends, my brothers and sisters, if you do everything that I command. Believe, agree to everything that he commands. They did a horrendous job, my brothers and sisters, in the context of damning many souls, because they took this word that they translated believed. They should have looked at the original words closely and then looked at them in the context of how they would have been related in the original language, in the Hebrew and the Aramaic. That word believe should be agreed. He that agrees with him, the word on, in, with, same word. He who believes, who agrees with him, is not condemned, not separated. But he that believeth, or he who agrees not, is condemned already. Wow, can someone be one with Yah, not agree with him, not having known the purity and fullness of his testimony, or agreeing that the fullness of his testimony is not necessary? Is an incomplete thing viable, my brothers and sisters? Hey, is condemned already, damned already, like the word condemned, because it's not believed in the name. How about believed in the testimony that the Most High has confirmed that nobody has a right to change anything in it? Previously confirmed to the Most High that only if men confirm or agree to the fullness of that testimony, can they be delivered from those who teach a broken, sinful, unjust covenant with death? He believeth or agrees not, condemned already, does not believe in the name or believe in the covenant that the Most High has confirmed by the only begotten Son of Yah. And this is, he said, the curse of the condemnation of man, that light or an invariant word of full, pure, perfect word has come into the world, and men have loved. How about believed and agreed with confusion, contradictions, debates, and doubts, rather than the invariant light? Because their deeds, their beliefs, were hypocritical, compromises, counterfeit. Not true to the pure and perfect word that is from the beginning, for the diversities and the sin of man, and the unbelief, the perversities of man came to be. They loved darkness, confusion rather than light, because they preferred their deeds that were evil. But everyone who doeth evil hates the invariant, pure, perfect word of light. Neither come into the light, lest their deeds, what they have believed, even what they have called themselves, saying that they were righteous, should be reproved and concerned with godliness. But he doeth truth come to the light, that it might be manifest and revealed who is truly of Yah. I want you to understand this, my brothers and sisters. I only got about 6 seconds left again. To his praise always, to his might and glory always, I thank the Most High for every ear that he brings near. Hallelujah! And I thank you all again for listening. Isaiah 40th chapter, good example. Says he will declare a pure, perfect word. And whoever cannot declare fully what the Most High declared of old, and that which is to come to be, will be recognized as an ungodly abominations. I've given you, my brothers and sisters, the word the Most High has given me for the blessing of his people, that you might prove that you want the remembrance of all that his Spirit would teach. HiddenGospel.com, my brothers and sisters. Articles like, again, Early Church Origin, Mutual Expectation, Secret City Prophecies, 4 Centuries of Great Tribulation, Remember the Promise. All these articles, just the beginning, are the things that must be recovered to prove that men have loved the purpose which Messiah gave his life, who said, if I do not go, the Comforter, the Holy Spirit, that teaches all things, that rebukes all sin, all fallen standards, all pollutions, that the Spirit, my brothers and sisters, that teaches all things, no lie in it, that reproves all things, might be granted, may come, may be revealed. Blessed are they, my brothers and sisters, who understand a day of atonement is coming. Who will be able to stand?